Scott S.J., Wildfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 384. We're witnessing evil. Men's hearts are waxing cold. People are losing natural affection. Just going to cover a whole slew of different articles. These times are strange, my friends. It's biblical. And this is an end of days news ministry. The reason why I'm doing this VCast is I had a wild dream of just people getting super cold and calculated and wicked. So I'll share that dream in the end. But the first story I want to cover from Breitbart News, liberal women are undergoing sterilization and blaming Trump. This article has to do with the thought that Trump's going to take away people's rights for abortion. Part of me wonders if this is a psyop. Who could be that dumb to sterilize themselves because they might get pregnant and cannot have an abortion? No, it's a state right issue. But just the fact that this is an article, if true, is absolutely disturbing. Many people think, well, this is survival of the fittest. Let these liberals castrate themselves. Let them do sexual transitions if they want to go from a girl to a boy, whatever. It's the strongest of the fittest. But this is all by design. This is just Satan's war on God's creation, Satan's war on what a family is. It's all by design, and I'm convinced both sides are wings of the same bird, because if you recall, we covered how Elon is linked to birthing pods with Tesla. The fact checkers will say he never said that, but there's some articles out there mentioning that that's the agenda. Now, here's where it gets even more strange. I follow a Telegram channel called COVID Vaccine Zombies, and she does a great job of really assembling a lot of evidence that people are just losing their mind. I like to call it optogenetics, this mind controlism, this nanotech that goes across the blood-brain barrier, turning you into a hive mind, hooking you up to AI. That's the ultimate agenda, turning you into a cell phone, even powering 6G, leveraging your energy, everything that we cover in this ministry. But the behavior is getting zombie-like. Let's read some biting that's going on around the world. Man bites pregnant girlfriend twice in the neck in car parked at the range store. And if you read this article, it talks about how his intent was to leave a scar beyond demonic. Aurora woman charged after biting officer, threatening others with knife. There's just this biting going on, and it's around the world. Logos woman bites off neighbor's tongue during a fight over bucket. It's absolute insanity, my friends. Let's continue. Woman charged with beheading man with chainsaw. What a way to go. Way to go. And it's around the world. The poke went around the world. Man beheads minor son with axe, sets house and himself on fire in Uttar Pradesh. The accused told police that he killed his son in anger when his child started crying at night while he was sleeping. So you think about it, we've got all these frequencies, our food supplies poison. We have the smut of Hollywood, pornography, all of it. I'm convinced these are end of days markers as we get into scripture later. And I think people are demon possessed more than ever. Alleged Chicago cop killer foaming at mouth in new released mugshot. If you're listening to a podcast service, this guy is literally foaming at the mouth. And next, I want to play a video where people are just losing it. I'm going to show a video from the New York Post where a guy rams another woman because she won't move and just bulls her over. And then you need to listen closely. He starts barking at her. Is he demonically possessed? If there's a line, this guy could use some extra walking miles. He's a bit overweight. Walk around. Don't lose it and be a big and push somebody. And who knows? He might have his side of the story, but it's just, it's not taking the high road behavior. Let's roll it.
Get out! People can get out!
Hey, wait!
You're gonna lose that
eye! Sir, please calm down!
All right, the next video, I want to show a young girl that has a demonic episode. trashing everything in a Walmart store. And I found even more disturbing is people were like, don't touch her. Don't stop her. You don't know what she's been through. Just let her destroy everything. I mean, it's just a little odd. Maybe they're afraid if she gets taken from her parents, you know, just trying to think through, why would they say, just let her destroy everything? No, you stop it and you calm her down. And it wasn't one person saying, don't touch her. Don't stop her. You don't know what she's been going through. It was a bunch of people. This hive mind behavior. Now it just gets even more disturbing around the world. Man in India rapes an 8-year-old girl in a hospital while his wife was delivering a child. Sick. It's absolutely sick. You just never know when things are going to get escalated. You know, it used to be when I grew up, we'd settle things with a fist fight or debate it. Fist fight, last resort, debate next. Now, if you're out there and challenging somebody, they might come at you with a knife. I've seen 3 or 4 videos of people trying to defend a woman in, for example, a train, ends up getting stabbed to death. You know, mostly in Europe. You just never know when things get escalated. I lived in a suburban town. I remember there was a very, very classy bar restaurant and an altercation happened one night. And all of a sudden, somebody gets shot 3-4 times in a bar. I'd never suspect a gunfight to happen. And this was 3-4 years ago. So you never know. Don't escalate things. Now, I want to play a video of a pickleball event. Now, one of the guys is going to be like, yeah, he's going to be this kind of meathead screaming like he just won the Super Bowl. And a guy goes to shake his hand with a paddle, and it appears he hit the paddle, knocked the paddle of his opponent down. He goes to pick it up, and then the guy whose paddle was knocked down kicks him in the head and knocks him out, knocks the boisterous winner out. And I got the sense he hit his paddle like shaking his hand and accidentally knocked it down. But the comments were wild. This is why I'm playing this. The comments were like, the guy deserved to get his head knocked in. What do you say in the comments? He's probably going to face assault charges. I mean, just because you're an arrogant jerk doesn't mean you need to get your head knocked off. Let's play it.
Fuck yeah!
I don't think that guy is going to be talking smack anytime soon. Things gone viral. All right. The reason why I'm doing this podcast is it's just an evil time. And again, this is an end of days news ministry. I had a dream of a college friend. It was almost as though I was back in college. So I think maybe this dream has to do with the youth. But I had a dream of a college friend. He threw a cookie at this talker that was boasting, kind of like that guy that just won the pickleball match. The trash talker got the cookie stuck in his mouth and choked. He was choking, and nobody in the incident was helping. I mean, this guy was obnoxious, that was talking and chattering. And then my friend in the dream whipped that cookie and just choked him sitting in a chair. No one helped him, but rather watched him suffer choking. So much, then the next part of the dream showed a brain dead man in a wheelchair slobbering on himself. And then the last part of my dream is the friend heard the story and the friend never repented, never felt sorry, had no remorse, no regrets. So it just reminds me of end of day scripture, 2 Timothy 3:1-5. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetousness, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. I think that's key. My friend in this dream did not have natural affection. A truce breaker, false accusers, incontinent, uncontrollable, meaning fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness. These are talking about Christians, so-called Christians, wannabe Christians, self-proclaiming Christians, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. That verse reminds me of the lamp oil virgins that are not ready to receive Christ, right? Weeping and gnashing of teeth, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Matthew 24:12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The iniquity shall abound. Romans 1:29-31. And this really, you know, it screams about sodomite type behavior, but you think about people in government, people that are coming out, you know, this is kind of the signs of the times, right? And I do think if you're in that lifestyle, you can get saved. You need to really repent and come to Christ and ask for supernatural healing. But let's read. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, ill will, or spite, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, which is relentless and unmerciful. This lack of natural affection, you know, of some of the stories of just biting, cutting the heads off of people that you so-called should love, abortion, just this lack of natural affection. I almost played a video of this woman who just gave up her kids because she wanted to live young and enjoy life and go out and hit the clubs. Just gave up her kids. Lacking natural affection. Many people link that to the sodomy type behavior. But it goes beyond that. I think part of this evil day is just people are dumb. They're just dumb. They're not in the Word of God. I'm going to play this video. Watch the one on the left where this guy, there's a trend of people just jumping off a cliff into water, and this guy's going to jump off and just face plant into, looks like a foot of water, if that. Dude is knocked out. He is knocked out. Now, let's get into the wicked days and strategic evil at a 40,000 foot level. I mean, we've got the individual level, but then there's this 40,000 foot level evil. And we've covered the false flag of Israel. Here's from The Intercept, just another proof point, blowback, how Israel went from helping create Hamas to bombing it. Hamas wants to destroy Israel, right? But as Medai Hansen shows in a new video on blowback, Israel officials admit they helped start the group. Right? Took the guns away from people that are around the area where it was attacked. The old hand gliders, ironically foretold in an Economist magazine years earlier. And if a mouse hits the fence, you'll have a helicopter there in 5 minutes and also jeeps. Nowhere to be found. Come on. And Christians think that these are the chosen people. If you're a Christian, you are the chosen people. We're going to do a Bible study again on who are the chosen people. It's Christ or bust. There's a new covenant. It's Christ or bust. So bless a Christian and you will be blessed. And I just thought this was interesting from Natural News. TikTokGenocide.com is a website that is tracking, backing up videos of genocide in Gaza so censors can't delete them. Because the Israeli soldiers are filming this stuff. And people are justifying it. Christians are getting killed in Gaza and Lebanon. You need to pray Israel comes to Christ. Muslims come to Christ. Pray for protection of Christians. It's a soul battle. I just pray that I can save a lot of souls and you as well. Now, another article from Natural News. It was crazy. I had a dream. There was a rat in my kitchen, and the rat was the Catholic Church, this evil. And I grew up Catholic and went to Catholic school, you know, and I give the Catholic Church credit because they gave me at least a foundation that I believed in a higher power. But I would say I was an agnostic. And once I became a Christian, I read the Bible, which I never did as a Catholic. I read the Bible from A to Z, and I was just like, what did the Catholic Church teach me? I remember praying to Mary. I remember praying after confession, a repetitive prayer. The Bible specifically says, don't do that. You know, a pastor should be having a wife and kids, just on and on and on. But people are getting fooled by Pope because they're not in their Word of God. The billion Catholics. Pope Francis declares Jesus is Satan, vows to usher in one world religion. Go to naturalnews.com and search Pope Francis vows under one world religion. And the article goes on to say, this is the Pope who informed his flock that relationships, in quote, relationships with Jesus are dangerous and harmful. And a lot of Catholics are at war with this Pope. But it's part of the times, part of the deception, part of this one world religion. Now, we've done a series, is Elon Musk the false prophet? And this is a gift that keeps on giving. This is a gift that keeps on giving, that Elon Musk might just be the false prophet of the book of Revelation. From Fortune magazine, Elon Musk is planning a rude awakening for 94% of federal workers by monitoring their every move. They're going to monitor the government's every move. You might be like, yay, team, I love it. Well, what they're going to do is they're going to monitor it with keyloggers, with certain software, and then they're going to feed their AI beast system. So government efficiency is the World Economic Forum scam of AI government. You're getting played into the beast system, my friends. I just listened to a video, a podcast from Nations Conspire, and it appears Elon just did an announcement that Starlink, i.e. Skynet, now can connect to your cell phone wherever you are. And everybody's like, yay, we can connect to our cell phone, even if the grid's down, supposedly. I'm not sure how you charge your cell phone, but I'm sure people will figure that out. And he makes the point, yeah, they can track you wherever you are. You cannot get off grid. It's this web. You didn't get trapped. Great time to be alive. We cannot have a spirit of fear, my friends. So let's summarize. These days are just getting beyond demonic and evil that it alarms me. I know somebody very, very well who was consulting with me where his girlfriend wants him to stand up and almost be kind of a thug, you know, show his manliness during a potential altercation with his girlfriend. If somebody bumps his girlfriend or stares at his girlfriend wrong or has a work issue with his girlfriend, she wants him to show some manness, show some grit. And I told him, I'm like, you never know if somebody has a knife. You never know if somebody has a gun. You don't know if they have friends around, because settling things with a good old conversation and debate, and if it has to come to it, a good old fist fight, those days appear to be gone. the level of evil is mind-bending. The level of a lack of self-control is mind-bending. And I think the Lord gave me that dream as a marker for these days. God bless you. Hopefully this is a blessing. Take care.